Hello, farm friends. Let me try that again. Hello, farm friends. Welcome into another edition of our Farm Friends Pen Care Total Office Podcast. My name is Graham Cadell, and it's good to have you here with us for another week of exciting conversation. And this week, we've got more folks back here with us today from Wilkes Community College. And we're close to Merle Fest, and we're also going to talk about raffles and SAGE, the SAGE program, or the educational opportunity. We'll find out more about that in just a minute. But as always, we'd like to pay tribute to our sponsor that helps make the show possible. That is Pen Care Total Office and David Pinnell. So a word from him, and or I should say his business, and we will be right back.
Are you using Pen Care Total Office for your office supplies and office furniture needs? Many businesses in Ashe and surrounding counties are already taking advantage of their great products and services. Pen Care is an approved HP, Brother, Canon, and Epson ink and toner supplier. They offer free local delivery and easy online ordering for all your office and janitorial needs. They're also on NC State contract for government and state agencies. Give Pen Care a call today at 336-990-0774 or visit them at pencarellc.com or Facebook. From the break room to the boardroom, Pen Care Total Office totally has it all.
All right. Yes, they do. And again, thanks to David Pinnell and his staff there in Wilkesboro for their support. So today, Wilkes Community College folks are back with us here, and we say hello to Natasha Evans and Katie Ballou. Hello.
Hey. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you folks today?
Doing great. Thanks
Trying not to get wet.
Yeah, exactly. When people are, when they go back and listen to this, it'll be like, oh, we recorded that on that Thursday where it was such nasty, nasty weather. So that's the case. So I'm going to introduce you guys. Natasha, you're the sponsorship specialist representing Wilkes Community College today. And Katie, Educational Advisor SAGE program.
Correct.
Did you get all that right?
Yeah. And if you want to do...
Please add to it, whatever.
Wilkes Community College Foundation or Merle Fest.
Yes.
I'm all of the above.
You're all of the above. All right. So that's what I'd like to hear.
Sure.
Well, interestingly enough, we're right on the brink of Merle Fest. So... This is a very laid back interview. So where would you guys like to start? Do you want to talk about some of that first in the raffle, or do you want to talk about a SAGE deal?
Let's talk about SAGE first.
SAGE first.
We Merle Fest funds that program.
Oh, okay. All right. There's no wrong answers
sure.
in here today.
Okay.
All right. So Katie Ballou, by the way, take it away. You are the SAGE program advisor, right?
Yes.
Right.
So I am one of the educational advisors for the SAGE program. SAGE stands for Supporting Academic Goals in Education.
Okay.
So we support our primary population of students have to qualify in one of three ways. So they're a first-generation college student. They are income eligible based on the poverty guidelines the United States has. Or they have a documented disability with ODID services and things like that through the community college.
Okay.
So that population of folks typically have more barriers to jump through when it comes to getting support with education. For example, being a first-generation college student, you don't have your parents there helping you figure out how to apply for financial aid because they've never done that.
Sure.
Or decide what colleges to go to or look at the finances and some of those really important aspects of continuing their education.
Or none of them, maybe none of them have had the opportunity to fill out the FAFSA form.
Yes.
Is that right?
FAFSA,
that's always a tongue tire for me, FAFSA. Gosh, that thing drove me crazy back in the days. But are you associated with any of that? Do you still work with any of that?
Yeah, so we support students in helping them fill out those applications, supporting if they bring their parents in or anything like that, especially with the changes that the government has recently had. There's been a lot of hoops to jump through in trying to get students that support. And if it was anything like in my family, there were tears and many words being said when it was time to fill out the FAFSA.
Gosh, I know. And the interesting thing was, I remember doing it, from one year to the next, be sure to save your username and password.
Yeah.
That drove me crazy. I can just like I never could find it. But anyway. All right. So the SAGE program itself, how long has it been in existence?
The SAGE program was founded by Lyndon B. Johnson. Wilkes Community College ended up getting it, I believe, in the 80s.
Okay.
So one of the first schools in North Carolina to receive that funding. And we've been operating full force ever since.
Man, that's impressive. So not to put you on the spot, but do you know how many students have gone through the program or taken advantage of it?
At least 200 every year since then.
200 mm-hmm. every year since then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of students. So obviously it's a successful program.
Yes, it is a very successful program. It was a program I actually went through when I was in community college as
okay.
well. So it's a little bit closer to home in a lot of ways because I received the same support that I'm giving students, and I wouldn't be where I'm at with the degree that I have sitting in this seat speaking with you guys now if it wasn't for the SAGE program. So there's a lot of preaching I could do regarding how important and integral it is in many students' lives.
Well, let me back up a little bit. I didn't even get a chance to ask you, and I'll ask you as well, Natasha. Tell me a little bit about Katie, first of all.
So I have lived in Wilkes County practically my whole life since 2001. My family moved, so I would have been in like first grade.
Okay.
So Wilkes County is very much so home to me. I went to Wilkes Central High School. Then I did 2 years at the community college, got my associate's in arts.
Right.
Through my own educational advisor in the SAGE program, Kim Perkins, who is still at the college, just in a different role.
Okay.
She supported me, took me on college visits, helped me figure out how to find a degree plan that would fit for my future and my career goals and stuff. She took me to my first campus visit at Western Carolina University, where I fell in love, got my undergrad in social work, and continued on to get my master's in social work there.
So how did you know when you went to Wilkes Community College it was for you the first 2 years?
It was a little bit more of a laid-back environment.
Yep.
I would say a lot of times transitioning, especially from a small town into a university scene, is a big change. And it was still a big change for me going from community college to the four-year school. But I think it was a lot easier of a change. I was still in a very familiar area. Oddly enough, Kim was one of the parents to one of my friends in band. So I still had like a little bit of familiarity, and I felt like I could be comfortable with her.
Yeah.
So that was a big plus for me personally, being able to still have the support of my parents, even though they didn't really know what was kind of going on with the community college thing, right?
Sure.
Just making sure I was there to get good grades, supporting me, helping pay car insurance and just different things like that. So being at Wilkes Community College was a good choice for me because it was such an easy transition and an affordable transition also.
Oh, no doubt about it. I was just going to say, I went to Wilkes for 2 years, my first 2 years out of high school, and it's like that, you know. There are some kids that are just, you know, they're university bound, right? Wouldn't you agree? And then there's some that's like, well, maybe I need to figure out this adjustment. Well, I was definitely in that category because I had no clue what I wanted to do. And I was immature, the whole nine yards, the whole gamut. They should teach a class in college about everyday life, you know, like how to fill out a checkbook, how to do savings, all that kind of stuff. And not just, you know, back in the day, and I guess in my time, it was like home economics 101 in high school, but it's totally a different approach now. So I just was curious about your background. So do you work on the campus there now?
I do. I work on the campus there now, again, as an educational advisor. So a lot of times that's at the very bare minimum, just helping students pick out their classes. And if they're interested in transferring, making sure that they're taking the right classes here with us.
Yeah.
So that they transfer adequately to the four-year school and things like that. Oddly enough that you mentioned some of those nuances of what it is to be an adult.
Yeah.
SAGE helps support so much of that. We've done workshops on how to do your taxes. We did that in February.
Oh, that's great.
We've done workshops on establishing and building credit. We've done workshops, you know, we do fun stuff and things like that for the students to kind of entertain them and bring in that aspect of what a real college environment would be like.
Right.
But in addition, we're supporting them adulting pretty
much. Sure, yeah. And I just think that's so important. Kids that are, even these kids that are doing early college and all that kind of thing now, I think there's a path for what you just were talking about. I really think there is. So, all right, we're going to give you a breather here. We're going to come back to you in just a minute. So, Natasha Evans now, sponsorship specialist and some other hats here. First of all, a little bit about Natasha.
Sure. So, I am an Ashe County native, born and raised in Ashe. And
really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Glendale Springs girl. My parents still live there. And I had a little different route than Katie did. I did leave this area and headed off to Raleigh, attended Meredith College and North Carolina State University.
Hey, how about the Wolfpack?
Yes, we're so proud.
The Wolfpack. Boy, I tell you what, whether you like them or you don't, hey, they had a great run.
We feel like they became America's sweethearts.
They really did. They really did.
Absolutely.
So, well, good for you, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. And I came out, I worked for a chicken company here locally for a couple of years, then transitioned into teaching.
Okay.
Taught high school math and science for 14 years. And
wow, good for you.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. I love education. After COVID, I just felt like it was time to do something a little different. And a position opened up at Wilkes Community College in the foundation office, coordinating some golf tournaments and working with donors and donor relations. And now I've transitioned into the sponsorship specialist role.
Yeah.
Work with Merlefest, all of our golf tournaments. Everything that we do in our office goes back to support students at Wilkes Community College. Doesn't matter if they're on main campus, if they're at Ash Campus, Allegheny Center. Everything that we do is raising funds to support our students.
So I want to ask you, going back to your teaching days, what classes in math did you teach?
All of them, from Algebra 1 through pre-calculus.
Oh, my gosh. Math drove me crazy in school. It was just like, gosh, I got to get by this, you know? And so I was one of those that didn't do well in math. But so I wanted to ask you about that. So did you enjoy teaching math?
Yes.
And really?
Just like you, students either loved it or it was their less than favorite subject. But that's okay. We had a great time in the process.
I did have a greater appreciation for it later. But, you know, just off the subject, one of the most important classes I took in high school, this is showing my age, but going back, was typing.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, I don't guess you guys experienced typing, maybe more computer-driven, but typing was our big class. One of the biggest classes I remember is like the Home Ec 101, but I have such a great appreciation for the people that taught that and the teachers that taught us those classes now more so than ever.
Absolutely. It's the class that I use every day of my life.
Yeah, it really is. All right, I don't know why I got off on that, but anyway. Anyway, if you're just tuning in with us today, we're talking with Natasha Evans and Katie Ballou from Wilkes Community College. So we're right on the brink of Merlefest. So Natasha, I'll come back to you with the support of what Katie does. How does this tie together? You want to talk about the raffle a little bit now?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
But I first want to go back to the heart of Merlefest.
Yeah, please
do. And why we do what we do year-round, working to put on one of the most premier festivals in the country.
No doubt.
And I think a lot of folks don't even realize that Merlefest, at its heart, is a fundraiser for Wilkes Community College.
Yeah, sometimes people forget that.
They do, and we want to get that message out. We want to make sure that everyone understands that while we're doing what we're doing is to support our students.
It's okay.
To promote scholarship programs like the SAGE First Year Experience Program.
Do you actually know how many scholarships come out of the Merlefest deal each year? I'm not putting you on the spot, but I'm just curious, like each year, how many are given out, would you guess?
I can speak specifically for the SAGE program.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Simply because we do delineate some funds out. But to fully fund SAGE for a year, it's $157,500.
Wow. So that's just one program.
That's just one program.
So obviously there's multiple opportunities for more than one scholarship.
Absolutely. And,
wow.
You know, we want all of our students to succeed, and we want to remove as many financial barriers, just like Katie was talking about, as possible.
Right.
And so we do this through special events related to the festival, the Merlefest Mega Raffle.
Okay.
Solely supports the SAGE First Year Experience students. And so how we support them is through the purchase of Mega Raffle tickets.
Okay.
So we've had them on sale. They're on sale now. You can find them at merlefest.org. And one entry, it's $100. You get two entries into the contest. And you can win over $140,000 in cash and prizes. So we have Broncos.
Wow.
We have Ford Broncos, let me say that. We have iPads. We have cash. We have ATVs. We have a lot of amazing prizes.
Well, I want you to sign me up after the show.
Absolutely.
Okay? I want a ticket or whatever you got to do.
Yeah, you want a ticket.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is winners don't have to attend Merlefest. We want you to, but you don't have to.
Right.
And you don't have to be present to win.
Okay.
So we will get your information. We'll contact you after the festival if you're a winner, get all that necessary paperwork, and get the prize to you as soon as we can.
All right. So in the many, many years that I've been doing this with Merlefest, we support Merlefest since day one. I can remember going to the first one, not showing you my age. But anyway, who came up with the idea for the raffle? Because it's not been in place that long.
Well, actually, Merlefest has had a raffle.
They've
just not a mega raffle.
Is that the difference?
Right.
Okay. Well,
so
this is me.
That's okay.
No, I didn't know that.
That's okay. So these are, this is the fourth year of the mega raffle.
Oh, so it's the fourth year of the mega raffle.
Correct.
Okay.
And we got the idea from our friends up at Bristol Rhythm and Roots. They do a super raffle.
A super raffle.
Yeah. And so they were great partners to us to help us launch the mega raffle and help us, you know, get with what kind of prizes that would our participants and ticket buyers would like to buy. And that way, you know, it's drawing them into the raffle.
Sure. So in the last 3 years then, since it's beginning, people have won some cool stuff, right?
Absolutely. So
vehicles, cash, you're talking about all that, right?
Absolutely. So
wow.
Last year, our Bronco winner, she was a very excited winner.
Yeah.
So, and she drove off with her Bronco about 30 days after the festival, Yakin Valley Ford and Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro is our sponsor for that.
Okay.
Our partner for that. And so they were very excited. We were very excited for her.
All right. So going back to the prizes this year, you've got, you're obviously doing another Bronco, correct?
Yes. We have the Ford Bronco Big Bend Sport.
Big Bend Sport. That's one of the nicer ones. I'm just guessing. It sounds like it.
Yep. We have a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Okay.
We have a Kawasaki Brute Force 300 ATV.
Mm-hmm.
We have some cash prizes, including a big cash prize of $25,000.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like playing the lottery.
Absolutely. We have something that's unique to Merle Fest, that we have a winner that can win a private backstage tour and dinner for four at next year's Merle Fest with our festival director, Wes Whitson, okay. and fan favorite, Presley Barker.
Yes.
So that, I think that's going to be a really big ticket right there.
Exactly.
We have a Blackstone griddle, Apple iWatches,
nice.
iPads, MacBook Pros, diamond stud earrings from Michael's Jewelry and
wow.
North Wilkesboro, an e-bike.
Those
are all on trend.
Yeah, those are popular right now.
Really nice espresso machine. Sorry,
okay.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
I'm not either.
We have a Yeti bundle. Lots of really neat prizes
wow.
and opportunities.
So obviously it keeps growing each year.
That's our goal.
The prize list. And, of course, the money involved with it
Absolutely.
As well. All right. So, well, now I'm all excited. I'm all giddy about these prizes. I want to, like, sign up. All right. Okay. So, Katie, with all that information she just shared with us, how does it go? Do the kids know about these opportunities as far as scholarships and so forth? I'm sure they're aware of it, but do you guys really push that narrative there?
Yeah, we really like to support their involvement, so much so that each year for Merle Fest, we actually have a couple of our students from the First Year Experience Scholarship Program in SAGE to man the raffle tent and let folks know, like, hey, this is what the cause is going towards. This is supporting my education. And helping and assisting selling some of those raffle tickets and things like that. So they're very much so an integral part of the community and trying to make sure that the next year's students are supported by the raffle as well.
So these kids, are these programs recognized during the actual Merle Fest Festival? It's been a while since I've been to one. Is that something they do there, or they wait to do it afterwards, like maybe recognizing some of the winners or from previous years or some of the – maybe some of the things they have achieved. Either one of you, it's fine.
So prizes, the raffle is drawn Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So
at the festival.
At the festival.
Okay,
Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Ticket sales stop the Saturday evening before.
Okay.
6 p.m. And we live draw those at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And some folks are present, and that's very exciting.
I bet,
it draws a crowd, and we had a gentleman last year. He won the $35,000 prize last year.
Wow.
And his children were there, grown children. And they're texting him like, Dad, you won.
Yeah.
And he comes up and he's like, I can't believe it. He was so excited.
Did you bring him up on stage?
It's at the raffle tent.
It's at the raffle tent.
Absolutely.
Got it.
That's on row 3 in the shop section right at the end.
Yeah.
Very close to the entrance to the Watson Field.
Okay.
Can't miss us. But in addition, if maybe a raffle is not for you, we have a silent auction going on inside the raffle tent as well. And those proceeds obviously support SAGE as well. But we have instruments. This year we're going to have some artist-signed instruments.
Yeah.
We have art. We have all kinds of neat cooler. We have a super cool cooler this year that's a one-of-a-kind, unique to Merle Fest. Wild Gear cooler provided by Cook Sports in Wilkesboro.
Wow.
So we're really, really excited about the opportunities inside the tent. So make sure you stop by and see what we've got going on inside the raffle tent and silent auction.
So about going back to the instruments there, do you know of any of the people that have signed those instruments?
So absolutely. We have Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yeah.
They are going to sign some Deering products.
Interesting.
And
How about a Wayne Henderson instrument?
Not on this year's list, but maybe we can.
Wayne's got some history, does he not?
He does. Wayne is one of a festival favorite for sure.
He's a big fan of our station, and a lot of folks love him up here. And the kind of the running joke about Wayne is, well, good luck on trying to get a guitar.
Right. Got to get on a wait list.
He's right at 1,000. Did you guys know that?
I did.
That's something. He's made almost 1,000 guitars, and I'm sure not, the countless other instruments he's made as well. I was just curious if he was in there.
He's not this year, but maybe in the future. Wayne, if you're listening,
that's
we'd
right.
love a guitar for the silent auction.
That's right, Wayne, and also one for the radio.
station.
Okay. Just kidding. Oh, but anyway, what other groups or any other individuals that have signed instruments? Do you?
So can't confirm a few, but there'll be some surprises. So if you can come by the raffle tent, hopefully you'll be pleased to see what we have in there for purchase.
All right. Okay. So now I'm straggling here toward the end of our show here. So what else do I need to ask you guys that I've not asked you, or what else would you like to mention about why you guys are here today? You want to talk any more about the program? Teddy, is there anything else that I've failed to mention?
Sure. Yeah. So specifically the first year experience you've heard us talk about, we are currently taking applications for seniors in high school right now. So if you are in Ashe or Allegheny or in the Wilkes County area, homeschooled or graduating from one of the high schools, make sure that you're on the lookout for that SAGE application that's coming through. We have a lot of fun events that we do, as well as the support that we give. Myself and other advisors are there for nonstop support anytime you need assistance with classes, communicating with instructors, some of those very anxiety-provoking aspects of going to college, helping choosing classes. And then we also do a lot of support around just exposing folks to new experiences, right? When we're from these small towns, it's not very often we get to go to four-year schools and tour them. We take students free of cost to them to be able to go and tour campuses. I'm taking some folks to ASU tomorrow. We've gone to Wilmington. We've gone to NC State, UNC Charlotte, and more schools to come, of course. We are also about making sure that they're being exposed to multiple cultural experiences. So as Merlefest is its own culture within itself, right, going to Charlotte and experiencing different restaurants or shows, things like that. We like to give students the opportunity to see different aspects of life that they might not have been exposed to or have gotten to see before. In addition to some of that support that we talked about earlier, you know,
right,
navigating financial aid, navigating which college classes to choose, even some career advising and things like that are things that we primarily support with. In addition to that, I don't ever want to forget about the money, right? So we provide folks with a scholarship up to $2,500 for their first year. We assist them in paying for all of their books, if not most of their books and materials that they'll need for their first year in college as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then making sure, like I said, we do a lot of transfer advising. So making sure that the classes that you're taking here at the community college, practically free of cost to you, are going to transfer and save you money in the long run when you go to that four-year school.
So just to be clear on this application for the SAGE program, they have to be a Wilkes Community College student, or they have to plan to go to Wilkes Community College.
Correct.
And so is it a perpetual deal, or do they have to reapply every year?
Once you apply, you're a SAGE student. We can serve you for up to 4 years as long as you're at the community college with us. Particularly the first year experience that we're discussing, you get the hefty support on the front end your first year of school, when it can be the most scariest, right?
Right.
So the scholarship, the free books, all of that stuff happens within your first year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still get all of the other benefits that SAGE offers. So there's still additional scholarship opportunities. We call it grant aid that you can apply for your second year and beyond when you're at the community college. But, you know, we kind of only want you to be there for 2 years. We want to get you in and out.
Right. But if they transfer, does it go with them? Do they have the opportunity to benefit?
It does not.
It does not.
Okay. TRIO programs, which is what SAGE's true name is, our community college just calls it SAGE, but TRIO programs are at several different colleges across the state. So ASU has one, Charlotte has one. There's several schools that we can also link you into those services, and they offer very similar programs as well.
Interesting. All right. So just if you decide to stay longer than 2 years, or if you do decide to transfer, you can follow suit if you go to a university or a place that does offer the program.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good deal. What about you, Natasha? Anything else?
I just think that we would really want our listeners to know just everything that we do is to promote student success at Wilkes Community College.
Sure.
We want to see them thrive in whatever avenue that they're tasked with.
Okay.
Whether they're there for just a certificate, a diploma, or a two-year credential, we just promote student success in everything that we do, and that all starts through programs like SAGE that support our first-year students.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thankful that we have the opportunity through the Merlefest mega raffle to support this outstanding program, simply because we see the numbers, the data is there.
Okay.
These students in SAGE have higher completion rates than traditional students nationwide.
Right.
And so we see the value. Mm-hmm. And so we want those mega raffle tickets to sell, because at the end of the day, they're supporting students right here in our communities.
Yeah.
And by doing that, we're breaking down those financial barriers so that these students can have a family-sustaining wage, you know, that they have those credentials and skills. And so we're really excited about the future of this program and the support that the Mega Raffle gives it.
All right. Well, last but not least, I always ask our guests contact information about either. How can folks go about getting in touch with you guys to find out more about this, or where do they need to go?
Absolutely. So for the Mega Raffle, you simply go to www.merlefest.org.
Okay.
Or you can reach out directly to me at Wilkes Community College. My number is 336-838-6158.
All right. Good enough.
And you can find more out about SAGE through the Wilkes Community College website. We have a link that you can find SAGE pretty easily.
Okay.
If you want to make contact with me, I'll provide my email address because I don't know my phone number off the top of my head.
Don't worry. Neither do I.
K-A-B-A-L-O-U-G-H 712@wilkscc.edu.
One of those cc.edu addresses. Those are always long, aren't they? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, ladies, thank you for being here today. I'm interested to hear about the Mega Raffle. Maybe we should do one, Natasha, as a follow-up to find out who won.
That sounds great.
Find out who wins all that stuff. I hope my name's in that list. I am going to enter.
Absolutely. We're excited for that.
I think it's very cool. So, by the way, what year is this at Merle Fest? Do you know?
We're on our 36th festival.
I was just checking with you. 35 last year, because it was a big to do, as they say.
Absolutely.
All right.
We're 14 days away.
I know. The madness. People, it's just crazy.
Gates will open literally 5 minutes ago, 2 weeks from now.
Isn't that funny how that works? All right. I know we didn't even, we could talk forever about who's going to be there, but people, they know that. They'll be hearing more about it, and they can check it out at merlefest.org. All right. Okay. Well, thank you guys for being here today, and come back and see us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.